Thank you for accommodating. So yesterday we talked about Rabbeinu Tam's explanation as to why it is that if you hold of Hanan by Shari Surin, if piece two became Aser because of Min Bimino, why it wouldn't Aser piece three. It's only if piece two was Mekabel Tam that it Asers. So now let's turn to Rabbeinu Ephraim. So Rabbeinu Ephraim, as we mentioned, proves from the Argamara, from Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, that we don't say Hanan by Shari Surim. And leaving aside the issue of the Lashon of the Gemara, which we mentioned yesterday, we also have to ask according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, why is it, if we don't say Hanan by Shari Surim, that piece 2 needs to be Mekabel Tam? Even if piece 2 isn't Mekabel Tam, it should be able to aser the rest. Meaning to say, the kasha of why does piece 2 need to be Mekabel Tam is equally a kasha, whether you hold a Rabbeinu Tam or Rabbeinu Ephraim. So, if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos seems to answer the following. Tosfos answers, take a look at Tosfos if you want, it's also on the Makoros that I gave out for this simon on page 5, no, not the big one, page 5. So this is on the right column, where it says, Sfaras Rabbeinu Ephraim, and start with Tosfos. So what does Tosfos write? V'kevan shelo nas natam b'chaticha have ha'isr k'man delay say, delo have ki'ilu hu be'en. Tosfos basically says that for piece 2 to aser the rest of the tarovas, to aser 3, we need the isr to be be'en. And therefore, if piece 1 is no same tam in piece 2, so then the isr is be'en. And if the isr is be'en, it has the koach to aser the rest. But if piece 1 only asers piece 2 b'mashahu, so it's not be'en, it's ki'ilu, it's delohave ki'ilu be'en, and therefore if it's not be'en, it can't aser the rest. Tosfos doesn't explain why. Why is it that piece 2 could only aser 3, the rest of the tarobis, if it's be'en? That's what he says. And you see a similar thing in the Rush, again on page 5 in the Makoros. Sharei ein tzarach levat ala iser levad, v'kevan delo nasan tam b'chaticha, since one wasn't nosin tam in two, harehu kiman delesei, v'lo chashiv min bimino. That Lashon we'll get back to a little later, but sounds like, again, even though one has the capacity to aser two b'mashehu, however, it's ki'ilu leisei, kiman delesei, such that it has no capacity to aser 3. So basically, what's Tosfos and the Rush saying, Bedas Rabbeinu Ephraim, that this principle of min bimino lo batel is only when the mashahu shal iser is kayim, but if the mashahu shal iser is kilu eno, so even though piece 2 is aser, but it has no capacity to aser the rest. What's the basis for this? Why would you say such a thing? So l'chora the svara is that what's the makor for min bimino lo batel? Dama par v'dama sar, as we mentioned before, the Torah says, you have to mix together on Yom HaKippurim the blood of the par and the dama sayer, and this is min bimino, and everybody knows that a cow has much more blood than a sayer, and yet the Torah refers to this combination of dama par and dama sayer as Dam HaPar and Dam HaSayer. In other words, they both retain their identity. Now, if you would hold Min Bimino Batel Berov, like the Chachamim say, then it wouldn't be correct to call this Dam HaPar and Dam HaSayer. It would just be Dam HaPar. So, you see from here that Min Bimino is Lo Batel. And what do the Chachamim say? Ein Olin Mevatlin says that there's some other theory. But, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, Ein Lecha Bo El Chidusho. This is an exception. Usually we would say Bittel. Here we don't say Bittel. Ein Lecha Bo El Chidusho. So if it's an Isser Be'en, so then we say Min Bimino Lo Batil, even if it's the tiniest amount of an Isser Be'en. But if it's Be'en, Min Bimino Lo Batil. However, if it's Eino Be'en, In other words, it's already become batel, so therefore we don't say min b'mino lo batel. L'chora, that's the simple understanding of Tosfos. We only find a basis to say min b'mino is osur b'masher when mamasho shel isur is kayam. Oh, yeah. It's batel in the sense not in the sense that the isur goes away. It's still osur. It's batel in almost the metziah sense that the isur isn't ba'en. In other words, when something is b'mashehu, so we can't say that isur is ba'en anymore. It's kilu eino. Not that's the Rush's lashon kilu eino, right? Not that it's kilu eino and that it's not osur because it's not batel, but that mashu when it goes into the third tarovis is not the same. It's not an iser be'en, and therefore the Torah wasn't machadish that it's oser. In other words, it's not batel in halachic sense, but it's also physically it's not be'en. It's and therefore.
In the second chassidus, there's just pesach that it's oser, not oser
also the mashu. Right. That's what it would seem for Tosfos, which is indeed it's fascinating and surprising, and we'll offer some other explanations of Tosfos in a moment. It's perhaps this very difficulty that you're noting that prompts some of the Achronim to read Tosfos differently. Now, the Rashba quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim differently. He doesn't understand that this is the reason for Rabbeinu Ephraim. The way he has it is actually much simpler. If you take a look, the Rashba is the next source on page 5 in the Makor Rashis. This is the Rashba in Chidushim, in Chulin, on Daf Kof Amud Aleph. He writes, Aval im ein sham kedei nesinas tam, ein bo koach lotzeis min achaticha, ulihis pashet, dema she'eino ela mashehu levad, ve'ein bo shir klal, Heyach yetzei v'yispashet. What is he saying? Saying that this is a very simple metzias point. The Svarin Rabbeinu Ephraim is like this. If something is only a mashu, it's never leaving. That's the metzias. The metzias is that you have to have absorbed a certain amount, at least shishim. Right, again, we see here an interesting application of shishim, not on the level of you've seen us tam. After all, we're talking about here about min b'mino. It's nothing to do with tam. And this is not even a halachic point as much as a metzias point. There's a metzias to the shir shishim. Something that's b'chdei nesin es tam is, it's a pachos b'chdei nesin es tam, something that's a mashu. You also see here an interesting idea, comes up elsewhere, which is a definition of a mashu. And how do you know? How much is a mashu? 1%, 1/10 of 1%. So a mashu is anything less than shishim. So any time it's a mashu, if it's absorbed, it's not going to leave. That's the metzias. So the reason why it has no koach to asher 3 is because nothing leaves it. So there's no halacha of min b'mino b'mashu b'nogei ala 3 because that drop that from 1 that enter 2 is never going to leave 2 and enter 3. Mashain Kane, the Gemara says if 2 is Makabel Tam, so then that whatever 2 absorbed will be Niflat into 3 and therefore will Aser it. So Rabbeinu Ephraim is very, very simple if you learn like the Rashba. Now, the Pashup Shot though is that that's not what Tosfos and the Rush is saying. There are those, we'll see shortly, who claim that that's also the Pshat in Tosfos and the Rush, or at least the Tosfos. It's really impossible to say it in a Rush. But at least that's what Tosfos is saying. It's not the simple meaning of Tosfos, because why does Tosfos have to say this whole vart of it's command alese de lo ave kilu be'en? But that might be what Tosfos is saying. And then it's a very simple and straightforward shot. Now, the problem with this is that if so, how could Rabbeinu Ephraim prove from here? We don't say Hanan. It's not a proof. I understand why here you need Bechdei Nesi Nastam. He's answered his question, right? The reason why you need Bechdei Nesi Nastam is because if it's only a Masha, it doesn't leak. But there's no proof now from our Gemara that we don't say Hanan by Shari Surin. Because the reason why it needs Bechdei Nesi Nastam is because that will allow it to leave and then it asks the rest. And the reason why if it doesn't, if it's a Masha, it doesn't answer three is because it simply doesn't leave. So really you could read this Gemara and say, Atak, I hold of Hanan by Shari Surim, but the reason why it doesn't answer three is because it doesn't leave two. But that can't be correct, because we know that Rabbeinu Ephraim, and the Rashba himself quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim as saying as such, that we actually could prove from here we don't say Hanan. As Bishlama, if you learn, like the first pshat we said, the simple reading of Tosfos, so then we have a proof. Because what's Rabbeinu Ephraim saying? Rabbeinu Ephraim is saying, look, if you hold of Hanan by Shari Surim, so that even if two isn't Mekabel Tam, once two becomes Aser, we say Hanan. Rabbeinu Tam's theory that we hold of Hanan by Shari Surim, but not when it's an Iser Mashu, doesn't make sense. No, anytime something becomes Aser, we say Hanan. Good. So then I understand how Rabbeinu Ephraim has a Raya from here, we don't say Hanan, because if you said Hanan, three would be Aser. But if you learn, like Rashba and Rabbeinu Ephraim, so then even if you said Hanan, for you won't be Aser. Elamai. It's Poet Mino. So you have to say Gufa. Oh, exactly. Meaning to say that Rabbeinu Ephraim must not hold of Einan Esar. If you have, meaning to say, Rabbeinu Ephraim says, if you hold like Hanan, so Hanan is a total Hanan, which means we don't say Ein HaNasar, and therefore if you hold of Hanan Mishari Surim, then two would have the Koach Levatel three. But since we don't hold of Hanan by Shari Surim, so then three remains Mutter. And this is actually very Meduyuk. Tosos doesn't want to say Rabbeinu Ephraim this way, because again, according to Tosos, nobody holds of that type of Hanan. Rashba holds that if you hold of Hanan by Bas B'Chalav, that's the way Hanan works. So Rashba understands Rabbeinu Ephraim in line with his understanding of the Sugan Kufchas, and Tosos understands Rabbeinu Ephraim in line with his understanding of the Sugya in Kufchas. So, good. Now we should note that the Mishmeres Habayis, the Rashba actually presents Rabbeinu Ephraim like Tosfos does. If you just take a look again, also on page 5 in the right column. De oso mashu roen oso les or acherim ki'ilu hu eino. Sounds at least like Tosus' version of Rabbeinu Ephraim. Okay. Fine. So, to summarize, we have four reasons why the Gemara says that piece two needs to be Mekabel Tam. Number one, Rabbeinu Tam, we don't say Hanan b'Iser Mashu. Number two, Rabbeinu Ephraim, according to Tosus and the Rush, which is that you need Min ha'Iser be'en to say Min b'Mino lo bato. Number three, Rabbeinu Ephraim, according to the Rashba, that if there's no Iser Mashu, nothing leaves, or the Iser doesn't leave piece two. And finally, the Ramban, we mentioned yesterday, that it's Labdafka, you don't actually need piece two to be Mekabel Tam. Even if piece two is not Mekabel Tam, it'll answer the rest. Oh. Now, another interesting point, once we're on the Rashba, is the Ryos and how the Rashba deals with the Ryos. And we mentioned this yesterday. Here's a, I'll give you, since this is so confusing, I made just a chart, not really a chart, a list that might be helpful. So, Rabbeinu Ephraim we'll wait one more minute for this. Let's talk about other Rishonim on this question, very briefly. in terms of what do they hold of Hanan by Shavi Surim. So far we've mentioned Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim. So if you would have asked me what the Rambam holds, I would have said the Rambam surely holds that we don't say Hanan by Shari Surin, because the Rambam doesn't say that we say Hanan by Shari Surin. Remarkably, the Ramban understands that the Rambam does hold of Hanan by Shari Surin. Why? Because the Ramban writes that if you look at Machalos Asuros Tes, the Rambam holds of Hanan by Basa Machalos. And if you look at Mikvos, hey, the Rambam holds of Hanan by Maim She'uvim. And therefore, Mistama, he holds it B'chol Atar Kula as well. Meaning to say the Ramban is along the lines of what we mentioned yesterday in the Rashba, that if you hold of Hanan B'shari Surin, it's a din in Kol Atar Kula, at least where it's Shayach, and therefore it should really apply for She'uvim. And then remarkably, he says, so since the Rambam holds of Hanan by Maim She'uvim, I mean, he doesn't call it Hanan, but he says you have to be Mevatel, so Maim She'uvim gets mixed into Meg Shamim, and then that Ta'aroves falls into a mikvah, so you have to be Mevatel, not just the Maim She'uvim, but the entire combo. So that shows that we hold of Hanan. And the Ran says about this, doesn't make any sense. This is the Ran on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis B'Daf Erif. He says, basically, to equate Mayim Shuvim L'Shari Surim doesn't make sense. The next opinion to consider is the view of the Rashba. The Rashba is quite fascinating. Sorry, the Ramban. The Ramban, again, Bekitzer, believes, this is the Ramban actually at Kuf Chesam and Beis, or at least it's printed in Kuf Chesam and Beis. It's found also at the end of the Masechta, I guess other editions. The Ramban writes an amazing thing. He writes, Shmamina, he quotes the Mishnah Trumos. The Mishnah Trumos sounds like we don't say Hanan by Shari Surin. That was Rabbeinu Ephraim's Raya. Then he quotes another place that by Mikvaos, like we just mentioned, by Maim She'uvim we do say Hanan, at least the way he sees it. And he says, ah, look, it's a Machlokes Tanaim. And his conclusion is, B'shma mina, dekula milsa plugtahi, bein belach, bein beyavesh, bein bechaticha. So it's actually Machlokes Tanaim, whether you say Hanan. Now this is remarkable, because it sounds like he's saying that even by Yavesh B'Yavesh we say Hanan. How could you say Hanan by Yavesh B'Yavesh? I understand saying Hanan in an Isser Balua. So we say that since the Heter was Bolea Isser, so either Medin Tam Ki'ikr, or even maybe Min Bimino, so it has the din of that which is Bolaya. Right, so you have to be Mevatel, not just the Isser, but the Heter as well. But Yavesh B'Yavesh, I would have said for sure that the Isser remains Aser, the Heter remains Mutter. Right, so if it gets mixed in with other things, why should other Heter be Mitzdareif? Why would you need Chishim Keneged both of them? How does the Ramban, and in fact, if you notice, Tosfos, when he deals with that Mishnah from Trumos, the Mishnah, he simply dismisses it. He says, that's not a Raya. That's Yavish B'Yavish. Of course, we don't say Hanan by Yavish B'Yavish. Yet the Ramban writes, again, Dekula Milsa Plugtahi, Bein Belach, Bein B'Yavish, Bein B'Chaticha. So, how could you say that? So, you could say that this is like a reverse Nepach. Not the Nepach we were talking about until now, Rabbeinu Tam's Nepach for Tam Ki'ikr, but a different nefach, the Rush's nefach, which we'll get to over the course of the year, Be'ezus Hashem. The Rush holds that how does Bittel Yavesh B'Yavesh work? So the Rush believes that if you have a Tarovas Yavesh B'Yavesh, let's say two pieces of Heter and one piece of Isser, you could actually eat all three. At least if Midiraisa and Midirabanan, if they're all Min Bimino. Eat all three, you could even eat all three at the same time. How could I eat all three at the same time? I'm eating for sure Isser, right? This food in my mouth, Vada Isser. How is it mutter? Answer is that the iser is nefach leheter. Now we'll talk about that. It's not so simple, because even the Rush agrees that it's not a full transformation. He agrees that we say chos v'ner and the like, but for now we'll understand the kapshuto that the iser is nefach leheter. So if we say bittol, in order that if it's two pieces heter, one piece iser, the iser turns into heter. So maybe the Ramban says we go the other way as well. If you have two pieces of iser and one piece of heter, so the heter turns into iser. And not only that, but if for some reason there's no bittol, for any reason, so we say that the heter turns into iser, and therefore you have to be mevatel both of them. Now, this is a very big chiddush, if you said it. First of all, when we get to the Rush, we'll see that it might be that turning iser into heter is much easier than heter into iser, because bittol might not be able to give something a new shame. It could just remove a certain aspect of it. And maybe we look at iser as sort of a quality that could be removed, but not necessarily can bittol give something positive. To ever say positive bittol? That's a famous machlokas. Right? Interesting applications. If you have three strings of tzitzis, two are lishma and one isn't lishma. So, will bittol give it a shame lishma? Okay, maybe yes, maybe no. So, see, if you're going to say bittol this way, then you have to say it's capable of actually imparting a quality, which is fascinating. But also to say it here, even when it's not the rov, is even more remarkable. Perhaps what the Ramban means is that the idea of when he says biyavesh, it's a little lav dafka. It doesn't mean yavesh. It means it's shayach by yavesh. If you have an iser that's balua into heter, and then you have a bunch of those pieces that then get mixed together, we're going to say, we say chanan. Now, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that we treat it as an iser machmas atzmo, not like an iser balua, for example, for purposes of the chiddush of, let's say, chaticha ru'ya l'skavet. In other words, it's shayach, chanan is relevant by yavesh. Let's say lafuke, the way we paskin. The Rama says, even though we paskin chanan b'shari surin, it doesn't make it it's not shayach b'yavesh b'yavesh for the chumra of chaticha ru'ya l'skavet, because it doesn't make it an iser machmas atzmo. If you have three potatoes, one has tam iser, or we'll say 60 potatoes, one has tam iser, right? So it's vato. The potatoes are, let's say, davar chasha. Davar chasha is not vato. No, because we don't look at the potatoes as iser machmasas. What's an iser balua? So we'll say bittol. So maybe the Ramban is saying, no, if you hold the chanan by shari surim, it's a true chanan. It's even iser machmasatzma, in which case the potato wouldn't be batal. And therefore, chanan b'shari surin is relevant for yavesh as well. Stochak, the Lashon doesn't sound that way, especially because he says afterwards, bein b'chaticha. Yeah, so you're saying like this. You're saying meduma is the raya that, well, you're saying why does he have to come on to Tanai, I over there, it's yavesh. And yeah. No, so another. Right, but he's saying like this. He's saying that once Mayim She'uvim proves it's a machlokas Tanayim, so now he's going to say even the first case, the Reisha, and since the Reisha is certainly a case of Yavesh, and there it's not a case of what I'm saying, so then I can't be right. I hear what you're saying. In other words, since that's his motivation, Mistama, that's wrong. Maybe. Okay, so that's something to think about, a remarkable Ramban. So maybe the Idechia doesn't make sense. Okay, good. So let's chazer, right? And then the next sheet on Chanan by Shari Surin, we mentioned this Ran also. It's also on page 5 on the left column. The Ran says we say Chanan by Shari Surin, but it's totally Derabanan. It's modeled after Basar B'chalav, and therefore in cases where you wouldn't say Basar B'chalav is Duraisa, so then we wouldn't necessarily hold of Chanan B'shari Surin Midirabana. So if we want to go ahead, and this is a turn to the the handout I gave you, to go through the rayos that all the Rishonim bring and consider how the different Rishonim deal with them. So take a look at the chart. So what's the raya that we say Chanan by Shari Surin? There's really only one, but it's a pretty strong raya. The Gemara says it. Right? The Gemara and Daf Kuf Amud Aleph says we say Chanan by Shari Surin according to Rav. Good. So that's Rabbeinu Tam's raya. He doesn't really need anything else. All the other rayos are basically places where the Gemara or the Mishnayos indicate we don't say Chanan by Shari Surin. So let's go through the basically the three rayos that are brought. Number one, raya number one, is the Mishnah and Truma. So that's where it says one, and the second one on the page. So the Mishnah said, again, Mishtrumos Parkei, Eina Meduma Chozim and Dabei Elofi Cheshbon. That's case one. Case two, Eina Mechumetz Chozir Umechametz Lefi Cheshbon. And finally, case three, the Ein Maim Shuvim Poslanes Amikva Elofi Cheshbon. So these are three cases of Bittel, where the Mishnah tells us in all three cases, you only have to be Mevatel the Isser and not the Isser plus Heter. So how do you deal with these rayos? So Tosfos, this is 1a, Tosfos says, only deals with the first, the resh of the Mishnah, right? The first case, Eina Meduma Chozim Medamei Lefi Cheshbon, and he says, okay, that's no problem, because that's Yavish B'Yavish, and Yavish B'Yavish you don't hold of Chanan. And it's very easy to understand why Yavish B'Yavish you don't hold of Chanan, based off of all the reasons that we said. Let's say that first and foremost, there should be no chalos on the heter. Certainly there's no such thing as a nefach in Rabbeinu Tam's view. And therefore, you don't say Chanan and Yavish B'Yavish. So Tosfos doesn't deal with case 2 and case 3 of the Mishnah, right? Case 2 is Ein Mechumetz Chozer Umechametz Lefi Cheshbon. So apparently Tosfos will have to say that that middle case, the Metzia of the Mishnah, is also a case of Yavish B'Yavish. And that's in fact what the Rashba writes that Tosfos would have to say. Now, the problem, the Rashba says that's dochak. The Rashba says it's dochak gadol, actually, to say that, because pashtas, the case of mechumat, is you have, let's say, a little bit of a seor, shel truma, that gets mixed in with some dough of chulin, and the point is, and then that gets mixed into something else, right? So you only have to be mevatel the truma, not the chulin, but that's not yavish b'yavish. So Tosfos would have to say, no, it's talking about a case where you have a bunch of doughs, and some of them, or one of them, got usher because of chametz. Some chametz fell into it, and then all that got mixed up with something else. So it's also yavish b'yavish. But the truth of the matter is, it might not be such a dochak. If you look at Tosfos in Tmura, I think on Daf Yud Dalid, it's cited on the side of our page. So Tosfos says that anyway, and for a different reason, actually, not even to deal with the issue of Chanan. So Tosfos, for a separate reason, thinks that's true, that the Metzia of the Mishnah is talking about Yavish B'Yavish, which might be why our Tosfos didn't even cite it as a proof in order to be Dochek. So basically, and that's what the Rashba says, that's a Dochek reading of the Mishnah. If you take a look, the Rav on that Mishnah explains, like the simple reading, that it's not Yavish B'Yavish, but some of the other Mefarshim on the page of the Mishnah is quote Tosfos and say, no, that too is Yavish B'Yavish. Okay, so that's one. The case one, case two of the Mishnah, Tosfos is going to say is because of Yavish B'Yavish. In case three of the Mishnah, Maim She'uvim, so that's there's nothing to do with anything. That's Maim She'uvim. It's nothing to do with Chanan, nothing to do with Tam Kikar, nothing to talk about. So that's how Tosfos deals with Raya number one. That's what we have 1a. 1b, how did the Rashba says that there's also a Raya from three, according to. And you'd have to say for Rabbeinu Tam that it's Shuvim is derabanan, and because Shuvim is derabanan, lo gazru to say Chanan. And that we said is Lashitaso, that Chanan is a chaliastic rule in all bittul, and therefore really should apply to Shuvim. Okay? 1c, how does the Ran deal with that raya? So the Ran says this isn't derech bishul, and therefore lo gazru atu basu b'chalav. Right, 1C is irrelevant. Sorry, yeah. C, the Seifa of the Mishnah anyway isn't relevant. It's nothing to do with Gzeira Atu Basu B'Chalav. We're not going to Aser She'uvim Atu Basu B'Chalav. And in terms of case 1 and case 2 of the Mishnah, because it's not Derech Bishul, it's not Aser. And finally, we saw the Ramban. How does the Ramban deal with this? The Ramban Taka says the entire Mishnah is a raya, you don't say Hanan by Shari Surin, except we might not pass him like that Mishnah to Machlokes Tanaim, and therefore Taka, all three cases of the Mishnah are reflective of the view that we don't say Hanan. Okay. So that's the first raya brought for Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Dechios. The second raya was the Gemara Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara Avodah Zarah says what? The Gemara Avodah Zarah says that if you, at least in one opinion, in one stage in the Gemara, that if you have some Yayin Shel Isser that gets mixed in with Yayin Shel Heter, so the Yayin Shel Heter should become Aser, either because Min B'mino Lo Batel or because it's Yayin Nesach, let's assume because Min B'mino Lo Batel, and then a bunch of water gets subsequently mixed in, so it's Mutter. So this is a problem, because if you hold of Hanan by Shari Surim, so you should have to be Mevatel both the Yayin Shel Isser and the Yayin Shel Heter. It's not enough to just have enough water to be Mevatel the Yayin Shel Isser and say Salik Ismino Kamisha Eino, because the Yayin Shel Isser and the Yayin Shel Heter merge, and you have to be Mevatel all of that. So how does Tosfos deal with that? So Tosfos deals with this Lishitaso. Tosfo says, this is 2a in the handout. Tosfo says, ah, Lishitasi, it's okay. We'll make a new kimta that there was only a mashahu of Yayin Shel Isser, and we don't say Hanan by mashahu. And Tosfo says, this of course only works if you say Efshel Asof Domutter. So here there's a problem. What's the problem? If you notice, the problem is that this goes against the Gemara. Because Tosfos here is saying like this. Tosfos says that, well, we'll say Hanan by Shari Surin, but we'll say Efshel Sochto Mutter by Shari Surin. 1 second. The Gemara and Daf Kuf Chesam et Aleph said that if you hold of Hanan is Aser, you surely hold Efshel Sochto Aser, right? That's what the Gemara said in Rav. Rav must hold Efshar le Softo Aser, and if you hold Efshar Softo Aser, then you might also hold of Hanan, or you perhaps certainly hold of Hanan. But you could never hold Efshar Softo Mutter and still say Hanan. The Gemara says emphatically that is ridiculous, and that's exactly what Tosfo says here. Tosfo says that we'll say Hanan, but we won't say Efshar Softo. So the answer is, and this is sort of said, if you look at the side of the page on Tosfos and on the base, the Hagos Mari Lando, right, the note of Yehuda. So he says very simple. He says when Tosfos says Efshel Softo Mutter, it means Efshel Softo B'mashahu is Mutter. Just like we don't say Hanan by Mashahu, we also don't say Efshar L'Softo by Mashahu. And therefore, since we don't say Hanan or Efshel Softo B'mashahu, so therefore Tosfos' theory is right. If you learn like Rabbeinu Tam, since it only became Aser Alts Mashahu, right, B, the wine Shel Heter, so Memela, we don't say Hanan, and therefore as long as there's enough water in C, right, water Shel Heter, Levato A, the Yayin Shel Isser, so you're in good shape. And this also, by the way, answers Rabbi Yekiv Eger's kashin at Tosfos. If you look at the Gilyon HaShas there, Rabbi Yekiv Eger says 1 second, there's Tiran Rabbi Yochanan. Tosfos said this is going like the Mandar Mershel Softo Mutter, but Rabbi Yochanan, and it's within the view of Rabbi Yochanan and Avodah Zarah, and Rabbi Yochanan says, on Daf Kuf Ches, Efshel Softo Aser. But again, if you learn like the note of Yehuda, it's not a problem, because Tosfos isn't saying the Manda Amar Efshel Softo Mutter, he's saying everybody holds Efshel Softo Mutter, Ki Agavna. Okay, good. So that's how Tosfos gets rid of the Raya for Avodah Zarah. So that's what you have here, 2A, Roman numeral 1, 2, and 3. The Ravid, yeah. Yeah, because you can't, even if you say getting, he's saying like this, even if you could get out of the problem of Hanan, but the wine Shel Isser is as though it's absorbed in the wine Shel Heter, and how are you going to matir that? In other words, let me explain what I said. This case, the case of Avodah Zarah, is different than the first case Tosfos deals with. Tosfos deals with basically two places. There are two applications of this principle of you don't say Hanan by Yisr Mashu. The first case is the Gemara in Daf Kuf Ches. there, he doesn't have to deal with Esther's self, though, because we're not trying to be Matir 2. We're trying to be Matir 3. So I could talk to say, Efshe L'Sochto Aser, piece 2 never becomes Mutter, but it doesn't have the capacity to Aser 3, because we don't say Hanan B'Isser Mashehu. Great. But in the Avodah Zarah case, that doesn't help, because the Mashehu that fell into 2, right, is still there when you add the water. So you have to have an additional Kenech. Here, you have to say not just that we don't say Hanan by Yisr Mashu, but you say Efshe L'Sochto Mutter by Yisr Mashu, and therefore, even though the drop of Yayin Shel Isser is still in 2, the whole Taroves becomes Mutter because it's Ki'ilu, it's Nischat. It's Ki'ilu, that drop of Isser is Nischat from the Taroves of 1-2. It separated, it came out, which allows 3, the Mayim, to be Mevatalet. So he has to introduce that. Now, it makes sense. It makes sense to say that just like you don't say Hanan by Isser Mashehu, you don't say Efshe L'Sochto by Isser Mashehu, but Tosas has to add that caveat here. He didn't have to say that originally. Now, it's also an interesting application of Efshe L'Sochto, meaning say, if you look at Efshe L'Sochto, like we saw in the Rashba and the like, the whole parsha doesn't even start when you're dealing with lach belach, because there's no nischat. It doesn't get everything just gets mixed together. So Tosas doesn't look at it that way. Tosas looks at it as Efshe L'Sochto when you have lach belach. In this case, so you have 1, 2, and 3. So we see as though that mashu of 2 leaves, sorry, mashu of 1 leaves 2 and gets mixed into 3. So if you hold Efshe L'Sochto mutter, so then 2 could become aser mutter again. Right? But if you don't, if you held Efshe L'Sochto Aser, then 2 would remain Aser, in which case 3 wouldn't have the capacity to be Mevatalet.
That would, Bittul wouldn't work?
Bittul wouldn't work because 2 is still Aser. So you couldn't have the Altaroves. You don't have Shishim, Pashup Shat. That's at the Taz. You don't have Shishim Keneged 2, you only have Shishim Keneged 1. Right?
So you don't have Shishim Keneged Mashu.
You have Shishim Keneged 1. One is the mashu. You have shishim connected one. So if you hold Efshe L'Sochto Mutter, so we're going to imagine the following thing happens. 2 is sochet one. That's part of the chiddush of Rowanes Mino Kamishay, fine. So 2 is ki'ilu sochet one. And therefore 3 has the capacity to be mevatel one, because there's shishim connected the mashu. Shishim of water connected the mashu. Great. And now, so since you hold Efshe L'Sochto Mutter, so 2 goes from being Aser to being Mutter. So it's great. But if you held Efshe L'Sochto Aser, even if you didn't say Hanan, you'd be stuck. Because even though you wouldn't need to be Mevatel, you wouldn't need Shishim Keneged 2, because we don't hold of Hanan, but 2 would never become Mutter again, because it was Aser once. So you need to say both things here. No, it's okay to say both things. Tosus is fine with that, but Tosus needs to note it. Masha Aimkain, in the first Seer, right, the Gman Daf Kuf Amid Aleph, we're dealing with the Chaticha, you don't need to say that. Might be true, but you don't need to say it. It's irrelevant, because we're not trying to be Mevatel 2, we're only trying to be Mevatel 3. We're only trying to be Matir 3.
But Tosus on Daf Kuf says explicitly that it's not. Meaning, Tosus says that in the case of the Chaticha, the second Chaticha, B remains also. So if we take. In the same breath, that he says that the Yad is Mutter. So, why would you be
Mevatel and Nida? You're asking why, according to Tosus, would piece 2 remain Aser?
Yeah.
Maybe because he thinks that the Mashehu doesn't entirely leave piece 2, in which case it's Aser out the first din of Min Bimino Lo Batel, right? Even without saying Hanan. Masha Einkin, when you're dealing with Lach Balach, that's not relevant.
You're saying that Tosus
says that even in cases where you say Efshe L'Sochto Mutter, you would be with the rational that you can
actually. Perhaps, perhaps. Doesn't he say that Efshe L'Sochto Aser by Mashu? Like you're saying, Tosus not the Anesthesis says that she's in the Gemara in the Mazar, but Efshe L'Sochto Mutter. So you're really saying that she's only by Mashu, fine. But Argumar's not the truth.
Right.
But if I understand.
But it's
So there's machlokas, even if you're not saying
chanan,
you would say...
Right, you could say that's machlokas, yeah. That's a better way to put it. Okay, fine. So that's how Tosfos, that's a 2a, that's how Tosfos deals with the raya from Avodah Zarah. Here we have 2b is the Ravid. The Ravid thinks that the kasha from Avodah Zarah is such a stark kasha that we're going to have to actually amend our position. We'll hold of chanan b'shari surim, but only by balua, not by lach belach. Now this is a shtickel k'ein, the Ravid shita, that we saw when it comes to the din that he said by Khal and the application, right? The yisod would, or even the Rashba stove, which is a different part, right? In other words, by lach belach, there is no reason to say chanan, because everything gets mixed together, and therefore there's no original isser that stays usser. So by lach belach, we don't say chanan, whereas by balua, we say chanan, and therefore, the Gemara on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, we talk a say chanan, right? Like the simple reading. And Igman of Avodah Zarah is also simple. We don't say chanan because it's lach belach. We'll get back to Shitas Ravid, I hope.
So basically, there's no chanan by lach belach or by yavish biyavish.
Right. No, only by balua. No chanan by yavish biyavish, that's pashut. No chanan by lach belach, that's because everything gets mixed together. There's no chaticha at all. So there's no chaticha, it doesn't make sense to say chanan. But by balua we say chanan, good. And then finally, 2c, how does the Ran deal with the case in Avodah Zarah? He says, oh, that's fine, that's not derech bishul. And therefore, lo gazru atu basar b'chalav. Right? That's what he says. Good. And then finally, the third raya that Tosfos brings, that we don't say chanan by shari surin, is what we mentioned yesterday, because it's possible, the possibility of Hagala shows that we don't say chanan. Now, you could get out of that by saying chanan is derabanan. Tosos himself says that you'll have to bite the bullet and say inachinami, maybe the Torah was not matir big kalim, Hagala by big kalim that are b'nei yoman. And then we also considered another possibility yesterday, that maybe you only say chanan deoraisa b'shari surin if it's b'chdei nesinas tam. Okay, so those are the rayos that are brought by the Rishonim. So let's turn now to the view of the Taz in Siman Tzadi Beis. So this is a very hard Taz. So let's give a little background first. There are a number of cases where we say that there's a more stringent shir bittul than normally. For example, an isser mashehu, or sometimes it's eno batel, you need 100 to be mevatel it, or 200 to be mevatel it. And these are various chumras for different reasons. Sometimes it's because of chashivos, sometimes it's because of davar sheish lamatirin, and the like. However, sometimes it's because of the Chomer HaIsser. However, generally speaking, these Chumras only apply for a Tarovis of Min Benino and not for a Tarovis of Min B'Sheino Mino. So when it comes to Min B'Sheino Mino, there's still Bittul B'Shishim like there is everywhere else. So, for example, if you had even, for example, the Taroves of Davar Sheish L'Matirin, which you would think it doesn't make any sense to be Megil ever, because Afshas HaTochlanu B'Isser Tochlanu B'Heter? No. Still, Taroves of Davar Sheish L'Matirin is Mutter when it's Min B'Sheinu Mino B'Shishim, like it is everywhere else. Either because of the Ram's fancy theory, or because of... The Isser doesn't exist when it's a bittul of Min B'Sheinu Mino. It physically is gone, and therefore it doesn't make sense, whatever it is. So the point is, that generally speaking, all of the chumras of Meya, the chumras of Asayim, all of those are only chumras in min b'mino. They're not chumras in terms of min b'sheinu b'mino. What's the exception to that? Chametz, at least according to some opinions in the Gemara and some Rishonim. By chametz, it's an iser mashehu by min b'mino, presumably because of the chumra of chametz. And not only that, but they were machmir min b'sheinu b'mino as well. Atu min b'mino, and because chametz is the chumra of chametz and lo bedili in shiminei and all the various chumras like that we like to have for chametz, for whatever reason, we're super duper duper machmir by chametz, and therefore it's an iser mashehu, at least according to some, bein b'mino, bein min b'sheinu b'mino. So with that background in mind, we could approach the Taz. So the Taz says, what's the halacha if you have a mashu shel chametz shenivla ledavar heter? Right, so let's say I'm cooking some chicken soup and a grain of wheat. One kernel of wheat falls in. Ayvei, eser mashu. So now all the chicken soup becomes aser, and the chicken in the chicken soup becomes aser, and the potatoes become aser, eser mashu. Right, on Pesach. Ayayay, big trouble. Okay, that's pretty straightforward. Now what happens if, let's say, a piece of that chicken gets mixed in with other chicken, right, that was heter? We'll talk about min mino and min b'sheinu mino in the life, but for now we'll give that case, right? So the chicken that became usher because of the mashahu of chametz that's in it now gets mixed up with a bunch of the rest of my Pesach chicken, and I don't know which is which. So what's going to be the halacha? So first you'll say, okay, it's aser, what's to talk about? However, the Maharshal says we could be mekel. Why? We're going to invoke Tosfos. Tosfos said that even if we hold of Isser Mashahu by Shari Surim, even if we hold of Hanan by Shari Surim, but what did Tosfos say? Tosfos says we don't say Hanan by an Isser Mashahu, and therefore the following. So therefore this chicken only was an Isser Mashahu, and therefore it has no capacity to answer the rest of the chicken. That's what the Marshal says. In other words, he's simply applying Tosfos to the case of chametz. So the Drisha asks on his Rebbe that, one second, how does this make any sense? How does the second Tarovas help? L'maisa, that very mashahu that got absorbed into the chicken in the first place will get mixed in with in the second Tarovas, right? And just like the mashu has the capacity to aser one tarovas, it has the capacity to aser a million tarovos. Why should this be mutter? That's the Drisha's question. What Taisvis? He says, no, Tosfos isn't relevant. Tosfos said that in Rabbi Yehuda. And he said the pshat is where the second tarovas is eino mino. So then we'll say that. And that's because Rabbi Yehuda's machmir only for min b'mino. He's not machmir for min b'sheinu mino. But where the second tarovas and the first tarovas are both examples of an iser mashahu, then you're stuck. Now, the problem with this is that, as we noted, Tosfos himself applies it in two types of situations. First of all, in the first case, again, what was the case? You have piece one, nevela touches two becomes aser al tamashahu. Then we say Rabbeinu Tam agrees it can't aser three. So 1 second, two and three are both mashahu. What's the pshat nedrisha, right? And then also, you might have the kasha from the Avodah Zarah case. So therefore, the Taz thinks actually the Marshal was right, at least partially, that you could actually apply Tosfos' principle to a case of chametz. However, only with a couple of caveats. It would only be true in the case of balua, not lach belach. So if you had a drop of chametz, let's say a drop of whiskey fell into 100 gallons of water, or shlivovitz, or whatever you want, right? And now that whole tarovas falls into 1,000,000,000,000 gallons of... Well, there's a shiloh whether there's a limit to even the iser mashu of chametz. That's the brisker chumra not to drink water, unless it was a yam kineret shiloh. But so, leave that aside for now, right? So, anyway, so you have a... right, so that tarovas falls into 1,000,000,000,000 gallons of water again. So there, the Taz says, I agree. It's going to be Asur on Pesach. Why is it Asur on Pesach? Very simply, because that one drop of whiskey that fell into the first tarovas is still there in the second tarovas. It doesn't matter that there's now 1,000,000,000 gallons of heter keneged that one drop of whiskey. L'maisa, chametz is an iser mashu, bein b'mino, bein b'she'eno mino. So this is eino mino, fine, but one drop has the capacity to aser everything. Now, that's what the Taz writes. Now, first glance, you have to stop and think. You say, 1 second, that's against Tosfos, right? Because remember, Tosfos was willing to apply the heter, this theory of we don't say iser mashu, we don't say chanan be iser mashu, even in the case of lach belach. Right? Remember, according to Tosfos, if you had a drop of wine, shel iser, that fell into a bunch of wine, shel heter, a lot more, and then that whole thing got mixed in with water, it's okay. So what are we going to say? How is the Taz going to explain that? So the Taz will say, no, that's different. Because there, the water has the capacity to be mevatel wine. Because remember, the chumra of nayin nesach, being an iser mashu, is only min b'mino. Masha'in kain over here, since chametz is aser bein b'mino, bein b'she'eno mino, so you could add all the water you want in the world, right? You can never be mevatel it. Doesn't matter how much you add. Oh, so that's what the Taz writes. And what about iser balua? So iser balua, so then we could accept this theory of the Mashal, but with some caveats. So what would be the caveat? Let's say he says like this, I'm willing to say the following. Let's say, again, take the case of the kernel of wheat that falls into the chicken soup. So a kernel of wheat falls into the chicken soup. The whole chicken soup becomes us. So I take out my chicken, and now I drop that piece of chicken into my chalent. So if I makir that chicken, and I take it out, the chalent's mutter, if I have shishim. We'll talk about why you need shishim in a moment. That seems strange. But the chalent is mutter. But if I'm not makir, the chicken gets mixed in with other chickens, or I'm not makir it for whatever reason, so then I'm stuck. Because again, that mashahu of wheat that was absorbed into the chicken is aser liolam vad. Because again, chametz is an iser mashu, bein b'mino, bein b'she'eno mino. So that's the theory of the Taz. Now, there's two questions we have to ask. Number one, I'll say them both and then we'll deal with them. The first question is, the Taz says, but you still need shishim keneged that chicken. Why? Right? Tosfos didn't seem to say that. Number two, notice not just shishim keneged the wheat, but shishim keneged the chicken. Number two is that the... Taz seems to, again, be going against Tosfos, because if the Taz was right, then according to Tosfos, you should need shishim of the water, keneged not just the wine shel iser, the mashu of wine, but the wine shel iser plus heter, because you always need shishim. So what's this idea of shishim? So, there are three theories that... sorry, we'll just say one, I guess we'll do that. So three theories, I think, that could explain this really perplexing Taz. This is the most difficult part of the Taz. Without this, the Taz isn't so bad, right? The Taz is just applying Tosfos' theory, but noting the differences between Chametz and Shari Surim. But why would you need Shishim Kenegetu? Then let's just take the case before we consider it. The Taz says that if you had, again, you had the Mashahu of Chametz that fell into the chicken soup, the kernel of wheat falls into the chicken soup, and then a piece of that, so everything in the chicken soup becomes usher, and the piece of that chicken in the chicken soup now gets mixed in with chalent, Pesach chalent, of course. So now, if you have shishim keneged the chicken, then the chicken can't usher the Pesach chalent. And we don't say that the mashahu has the capacity to usher the Pesach chalent. But if not, then you do. Then it becomes us. So you need Shishim Keneged the Chalent. Why in the world do you need Shishim Keneged the Chalent? So for here, we have three theories. And I ask you to return for a moment to the handout that I gave you, where it says, Lama Tzarech Shishim. Right, here's the line of the Taz that we're working on, right above. That this is his understanding of Tosfos. So that's the line. Right? When I was quoting Tosfos, I would have said, and that, in fact, by the way, is the view of the Lavush, at least the way the Taz understood the Lavush. The Taz says that the Lavush argues with the Drisha as well, and the Taz says that he went too far, being Mako. Because the Lavush is willing to be Mako both by Yavish B'Yavish, as well as, in this case, as long as there's Rov, and even if you're not Makir, right? In other words, the Taz was only Mako to Matir the Chalent if you're Makir the chicken and you throw it out, and also you need Shishim. And the Lavush said no. The Lavush said that the Chalent is Mutter, even if, as long as there's Rov. And no, those two points that the Lavush said are wrong. So now, why do you need Shishim? What's the pshat in the Taz? So possibility A is that the Taz understands Tosfos as follows. If you notice, when the Taz was quoting Tosfos, he used an interesting lashon, v'tre mashahu lo aminan. Tre mashahu lo aminan. So Tosfos didn't actually use that lashon, but the Taz says that's what Tosfos says, right? Because Tosfos says tre mashahu lo aminan, meaning to say that piece 2, because it only became Aser Altmashu, we can't Aser piece 3 Altmashu, because Tre Mashahu Lo Amina. And that's the way the Taz understands Tosfos. So maybe that's the following of the pshat. So we need, for this to be Mutter, we need it to be Begader Tre Mashu, at least if both of them are considered Min Bimino. You need Tre Mashahu. So if you just had Rove in 3 Kenega 2, right, you wouldn't have Trey Mashahu. You need Trey Mashahu. That's the Kula. Now, what's the Svara? I'm not sure. I assume you would say that this is like, it's too much of a Chumrah to say Trey Mashahu. So Mimela would turn out then that maybe if it was Eino Mino, you don't need two Mashahus. Meaning to say, we asked the following Kasha in the Taz. Tosfos said, in the case of Avodah Zarah, right? The case of Avodah Zarah, so you have a little bit of wine, Shel Isser falls into a lot of wine, Shel Heter, and then a lot of water is added. So we said, l'chor, according to Taz, it's going to turn out that you don't just need shishim keneged the mashu of wine of Isser, you're going to need shishim keneged the taroves of yayin shel Isser plus yayin shel Heter, right? The problem is Tosfos didn't say that. Tosfos says, I'm going to tell you, no kimta, there was only a mashu of yayin shel Isser. But according to the Taz, you have to say, Tosfos should say, I'm going to tell you two kimtas. There's a mashu of yayin shel Isser, and there's also shishim keneged the yayin shel Isser plus yayin shel Heter. So maybe the answer is to that in Achanami. The alternative explanations we're going to give for the Taz is in Achanami. That's Tosfos. The Taz would have to make that ukinta basis. But now we're saying no. Maybe here Tosfos would agree. Why? Because here you don't need true mashahuyin, because you have enomino. When do we need two mashahuyin? The chiddush of Tosfos is you need two mashahus when everything is mino, and therefore everything should really be an iser mashu. More like the first case. You have a mashu of meat that falls into a mashu of a lot of meat that then falls into a lot more meat, or then touches a lot more meat, right? So then we say this chiddush, even though min b'mino is an iser mashu, or even though chamit is an iser mashu, trei mashu yin lo amina. But that's because each step of the way should be an iser mashu. But in the case where C to A is an enomino and doesn't need to be an iser mashu, then you don't have to say trei mashu yin lo amina. That's one way to learn the Taz. The second way to learn the Taz is the lashon of the Taz doesn't sound so much that way. If you read it, I thought carefully, I don't think it's an impossible read, but it doesn't sound that way. And that's why we'll see the way the Achronim learn the Taz is not this way. They assume that the Taz will always require shishim in C, keneged B, right? Okay. So if that's true, so what's going to be the pshat? So if you read Taz, here we're going to have the two options. We have here at the bottom of the page 2 and 3. If you read the Taz very simply, the Taz says the following. This is a fascinating idea. Even though Tosfos says we don't say Hanan by an Iser Mashu, right? But we say Hanan insofar as now you need Shishim Kinecto. We don't say Hanan that this Mashu could now Aser everything else by Mashu, but we do say Hanan in so far as the fact that you need Shishim. And as you remember before, we were breaking our heads on Tosos. Tosos said that, Rabbeinu Tam said that we say Hanan by Shari Surin, but not by Nisar Mashu. Why not? So we had a shtickle tyra. We said that that's because there's a difference in the nature of Bittel and Mindomino versus Min B'She'eno Mino. One is Hafka, one is a Chalos. Beautiful. Taz didn't learn that way. So the Taz said that no, if you say Hanan b'shari surin, you always say Hanan b'shari surin. So therefore, when there's a mashu of Isser that gets mixed in, if it's an Isser mashu, like min b'mino l'Rabbi Yehuda, then taka, it turns into Isser. And therefore, when two gets mixed into three, you need shishim keneged all of two. Because two is nasin avela. Oh, but, we're not going to go that far. You don't say min b'mino that two asers three forever. In other words, we say Hanan insofar as requiring shishim, but we don't say Hanan insofar as it's going to be an iser mashu, which at first glance is like really weird, right? We split it. We'll say halfway Hanan. So we don't say trei mashu yin lo aminan. We'll say chad mashu aminan. And we'll say Hanan and that mashu, but as long as it's not trei mashu. So what's this for? And I think that's the simplest read of the Taz. You just have to explain why would that be. So maybe the Taz, yeah? Adarab, I would say that this pshat is going to run into problems with that Tosfos. Well, you're right. So it's Keinzeh. I agree with that point. The only problem is it runs into Tosfos. Okay. But I'll say it that way. In Achanan, you could say something Keinzeh. Keinzeh. Just B'Totefes Bior, I thought you could use You could throw in the svara of the Ran here. We'll see the Shach's going to bring in the Ran, but we'll say the Ran and the Taz as well. Not the way the Shach applies it. The Ran says, fascinating idea. The Ran again trying to explain Shitas Rabbeinu Tam that we don't don't say Hanan for Masher. We says because Koach Acher Meurav Bo. So the pshat would be like this. We talk, the way the Taz understands it is we always say Hanan. If we say Hanan by Shari Sun, we always say Hanan, even for Nisar Mashu. So you're going to need Shishim connected the whole thing, because we say Hanan by Yisar Mashu. However, since when the Tarovis B gets mixed into C, it's not pure Isar. It's true, it's all Asar. It's all treated as Asar, like you were saying. But it's not pure Isar. It's Koach Acher Meurav Bo. It's actually Tarovis of Isar plus Heter. So yes, it's true, there's this Zer Sakasav, or this Dindar Abanan, however you say it, that you have to be Mevatel the Heter as well as the Isser, right? Sort of like the carrier star we said before, right? You have to be Mevatel the Heter along with the Isser, but it doesn't mean it's truly Isser. It's Koach Acher Meurav Bo. So since Koach Acher Meurav Bo, we're not going to say Hanan the second time, but we'll say it the first time. So that's the Svara of the Taz. So that's theory two in the Taz. Theory three in the Taz is really much easier to understand than theory one and two. It doesn't work so well with the Lashon of the Taz, but this is the way Rabbi Akiva Eger, as well as the Prima Gadim, Rabbi Akiva Eger is in Siman Kavav, Os Gimel, Prima Gadim over here, and the Mishpat Sof Zahav learns the Taz. And the Prima Gadim and Rabbi Akiva Eger say as follows. One second, this Taz doesn't make any sense, because let's think about what the Taz says. The Taz said again, we will say Trei Mashu Yinam Rinan for Lach Balach, right? Remember, that was the whiskey case. Right? One drop of whiskey gets mixed into a million gallons of Slivovitz or water, and that million gallons of Slivovitz gets mixed into a trillion gallons of water, right? So the whole thing is Aser. Trei Mashu Yinam Rinan. But by Balua, we don't say it, right? The chicken case. So what's the difference? Is the difference must be that the Taz learns like the Rashba, Bedas Rabbeinu Ephraim, even Bedas Tosfos. We noted that L'chora, the Rashba and Tosfos disagree how to understand Rabbeinu Ephraim. Zokt, the Prima Gadim, / Rabbi Akiva Eger, the Taz learned Tosfos' version of Rabbeinu Ephraim like the Rashba's version of Rabbeinu Ephraim. The Taz held that Mashu Shenivla is Eino Yotze. Ah, so now it's very simple why it is that in the Shlivovitz case, it's Aser Liolam Vaed. We don't say Trei Mashu Yinam Rinan, because there, since it's Lach Belach, that theory isn't relevant. So that first Mashu that fell into B gets mixed into C, and it has the capacity to Aser C. Mashu Ein Kain, when we're dealing with an Iser Balua, so no. Then, the Rashba was right. So that Mashu that got absorbed into the piece of chicken is never going to leave the chicken. And therefore, as long as I misalik the chicken from the Pesach Tikka Chalant, it has no capacity to asser the chalant. So why is the Rashba Mako for the chalant? Very simple. Because the Mashu of Isser that got absorbed into the chicken does not enter the chalant. So now I throw out the chicken. Chalant is mutter. There's zero chametz in here. 0% chametz. The only time chametz is aser is if it's a mashu, but 0% chametz, of course that's mutter. So that's the pshat in the Taz, and that's the pshat Taz learned Tosfos. So it means that sort of a difficult read in Tosfos. Tosfos read the Taz, and it's also a difficult read in the Taz, because the Taz didn't actually say that. And then Rabbi Akiva Eger in Kufav says it's going to get you into a lot of problems in Tosfos, because Tosfos also seems to hold Eina Nassar. Maybe we'll get back to that. But on the other hand, the din of the Taz works very well that way. Now you have to actually go back, according to our understanding of Taz, right, what we labeled as two over here, you have to understand why is it that the Taz would be Machmir and Lach Balach, right? That's a pirchan on the pshat that I said in the Taz. Because if the Svara is Koach Acher Meurav Bo, so good, so you could say that even by Lach Balach, or Yavish B'Yavish. But the Taz says explicitly, we don't apply this by Lach Balach, we don't apply it by Yavish B'Yavish. So, you have to say like this. And I think this is actually meduyak in the Taz. There's a difference between lach belachen versus baluah. Even if it's true that, again, what am I saying? I'm saying Taka the Taz doesn't learn like the Rashba. He learns Tosfos Kipshuto. And therefore, in the Chalon case, it's Taka possible for that, for a mashu of the mashu that got absorbed into the chicken to enter the challenge, and still the challenge mutter, not the chicken, but the challenge. Masha ein kain, in the case of the shlivovitz, right, the drop of shlivovitz that got mixed into 1 million gallons of water, and then 1 billion gallons of water gets added. What's the difference? What's the difference? The difference is like this: the Taz said that in the case of the water, that's not a new tarovas. That's just tosefes heter. So mali, a million, mali, a billion. When you go ahead and you have this taroves, the drop of whiskey mixed in with 1 million gallons of water. So that's aser b'mashu. So now you add 1 trillion gallons of water. But, so all you did was you added another, a lot more heter, right? You changed the ratio. But it's still one taroves. So you can't say this chiddush of trei mashu in lo aminan. The chiddush of trei mashu in lo aminan is, like we said, it's koach hachem u'raf bo. That's only when you have two ta'arovos. When you're dealing with balua, you have two ta'arovos, right? Meaning to say, the chalent, especially once you throw out the chicken, is definitely a different ta'aroves than the chicken. So, okay, so then I'll say this vart, trei mashu in lo aminan. Masha'en kein. When it comes to lach belach or even yamish b'avin, it's just tosefes heter. It's not two taroves. Who says this is a new taroves? It's just more heter. So, oh, you're going to say because it fell into something else as opposed to something else? That's just the same thing. So that's why if you say theory two in the Taz, that's how you explain why lach belach is different. Yeah. Because we say chanan. So he asked that question. So at first glance, he says, L'chori, you have to say that according to that, he doesn't hold a vein on Esar. And therefore, the tam of chicken has the capacity to asher the chalent unless there's shishim levatlo. He's saying half chanan. Right, like we said, that's the difference between possibility one and two and three. We say chanan le'inyan that it all becomes aser, but we don't say chanan le'inyan that, and that's ultimately the shach in the Taz. That's why the shach gets so upset at the Taz. The shach says, again, this is true unless you go back to theory one in the Taz. The shach says, Tosu says you don't say chanan by Nisr Mashu. According to the Taz, you say chanan by Nisr Mashu, it's just that Trei mashu in lo aminan. You can't say that mashu asers another thing. But that's not what Tosa said. Tosa says you don't say chanan by mashu. Shachas Tataz is saying you say chanan, but only halfway. Okay. So ad kan hataz. So the shach doesn't like this. This is that very, very, very long Nechudas HaKasef. And he says no. He says that if it's boleya in iser mashehu, itaka, the drisha is fundamentally right in this point, that since chametz is asher bein b'mino, bein b'shein umino, you could never get rid of that mashehu. It's going to asher liolam ba'ed. The drisha was right. And he claims the levush wasn't even mekel either. The levush was talking about a taravis on Erev Pesach, where it's much more kal. Fine. So let's just take the example. So the case of the chalent, right? That's going to be aser. The piece of chicken, right? Again, we had the chicken soup. Kernel of grain falls into the chicken soup. And then a piece of chicken from the chicken soup falls into the Pesach, the chalent. The chalent all becomes aser. So what are the Shach and the Taz argue about? So Rabbi Akiva Eger says, it's actually the Machlokas, Taisus and Rashba. Do we assume a mashahu that's nivlat is niflat or not? Right? That's the way Rabbi Akiva Eger learns it. What, in the end of the day, what's the machlokas shach and taz? This shaila. What we said is a machlokas Tosus and Rabbeinu Ephraim, Tosus and Rashba b'das Rabbeinu Ephraim, right? Does a mashahu that's absorbed leave? That's actually a machlokas between the shach and the taz. That's why Rabbi Akiva Eger says, well, maybe b'shasat chak, under certain circumstances, you could be somech on nedas of the taz that a mashu that's absorbed doesn't leave. So that's the pshat if you learn like Rabbi Gevega. Now, the Nekudas HaKasef has to deal with the big problem, which is he seems to forget about Tosfos, right? L'chora, the Taz proved from Tosfos that the Tshalin should be mutter, because doesn't Tosfos after all say that if something becomes Aser in a Mashahu, it can't Aser something else in a Mashahu? And the Shach basically said, no, the Drish is right, a Mashahu can Aser the Mashahu. So how does the Shach explain Tosfos? So the Shach says a fascinating pshat in Tosfos. He says, no, Chametz is different, because it's Aser Bein Bemino Bein Shenu, you know? So what's the pshat in Tosfos? So the Shach basically combines a chiddush of the Rush with a chiddush of the Ran. And if you merge them together, you have the Shach's pshat and Tosfos. What's the pshat? The pshat is koach achim ulav bo. So when you have, let's take the case of the Gemara, right? The case of the Gemara was what? Again, you have the chaticha de nevela asers the chaticha of shchuta. So that talk is an Isser Mashahu, right? But now, even though piece two becomes Aser B'Mashahu, it's Koach Acher Me'uravo. It's not just Isser, it's Isser mixed with Heter. It's true, it's Aser, because Mashahu ain't no batel, but it's Isser mixed with Heter. So piece two, Legabe piece three, is Eino Mino. And Rabbi Yud agrees that Eino Mino is batel. Now, 1 second. What does that mean? It's the same thing. They're all meat. Meat, meat, meat. How could you say meat, meat, and meat are enomino? They have the same tam. They have the same shame. Ah. So he says no, because since it's only a mashahu, klape mino is actually enomino. Now, where does he get it from? So he doesn't quote the Rush, but the truth is, if you read the Rush carefully, it sounds that that's what the Rush is saying. If you look back on, again, the source sheets, the Rush is on page 5, right column, where it's bolded. The Kavan, now this is actually explaining the Rabbeinu Ephraim, but Lemaisi says it. The Shach's applying this in Rabbeinu Tam, but this could be true as well. The Kevan Deloy Nasan Tam Bechaticha, since piece one wasn't no Saint Tam in piece two, Harehu Kimandalese, that Mashahu in piece two is Kimandalese, the Lo Chashiv Min Bemino, and therefore piece two, Lagabe piece three, isn't considered min b'mino, it's now considered min b'sheno mino. Why? Says the Shach, because of the Ran, koach achar me'urabo. Now you don't have to read the Rush that way. You could argue the Rush means something else, but you could read the Rush that way. And then it's gevaldik. That's what the Rush is saying. So if you combine the Rush plus the Ran, and then you shtup it into Rabbeinu Tam, then you have the Shach. Tremendous. What's the svara? It's takash, difficult svara. The El Yerabba on Hofos Chametz doesn't like the Nekudas HaKasef because he thinks it simply doesn't make sense. But L'chora, and again, it's not a problem in Iran, and the Ritva also says this type of svara called Chacham Rovbo, because they don't say it gives it a din of Eino Mino. But if you look the way the Shach presents it, his lashon is Lo shamanu she Reb Yehuda machmir elak shoso minhu shal iser levado. Avalo kish koach acher meurav bo. It is true koach acher meurav bo. That does make sense. The Ran is right. It's koach acher meurav bo. So the way the Shach sort of presents it is Reb Yehuda's a chiddush that min b'mino lo batel and ein lecha bo ela chidusho. So we only say min b'mino lo batel when it's alone, but not when koch achem ve'urav bo. And memela, so we'll treat it like eino mino. Okay, so the Shach so far is a big chumrah, right? The first the Lavush was a super mekel, then came the Taz. The Taz was a medium mekel. He said, yeah, we could actually have a case of bittel of chametz on Pesach. How would you come up with it? The chalon case, right? Where you are misalik the chicken, the chalon smutter. The Shach says, no, even that's usser. So Shach seems to be really machmir, but the Shach also was a kula. What's the Shach's kula? So for the Shach's kula to be understood, you have to go back to why is it that chametz is an iser mashehu on Pesach? And there's actually two reasons found for this in the Rishonim. We'll get to this later, but the Rush, in Pesachim, writes that the reason why chametz is an iser mashehu is because of the chumra de Pesach, because lo b'dili in shiminei kol hashana, and therefore chmirubo, and that's why it's aser b'mashehu af b'she'en omino. And the Rambam, in Machos Azorah Tesvav Tes, says that the reason why chametz b'Pesach is b'mashu is because it's davar sheyesh lo matirin. Because after Pesach, it's going to be chozer and become mutter. And then there's all discussion. Is it really davar sheyesh lo matirin? It's going to be aser and this and that. Okay. But that's what the Rambam says. Now, zok de shach hazeh. We're going to actually accept a pshara. The reason why we say chametz b'Pesach is aser for lach b'lach, maybe that's like the Rush. But the reason why chametz b'Pesach is an iser mashu in terms of yavesh b'yavesh, right? That's because of the Rambam. Because it's davar sheyesh lo matirin. And therefore, if you had the following scenario, let's take that piece of chicken that we were talking about, right? You chicken soup, a kernel of wheat falls in, the whole thing becomes aser. You take out the chicken, and now that chicken gets mixed in with 100 other pieces of chicken. So, what did the Taz say? You're gone, right? You're gone. Chametz is an iser mashu. There's only what to talk about if you're masalik, the chicken shall iser. Zok the shach, it's mutter. Why? Because this is yavish b'yavish. Why are we machmir to treat chametz b'Pesach as an isher mashehu for yavish b'yavish? That's because of davar sheyesh lo matirin. Oh, sorry, it needed to be enom, you know. So that's because it's davar sheyesh lo matirin. Ah, so davar sheyesh lo matirin is only aser min b'mino. It's not min b'she'enom, you know. So memela, then it could be mutter. So if it was a tarovess, if you had a mashu of chametz that got mixed in with something, and then it got mixed into a taroves of yavish b'yavish min b'shein omino, that case, the taz will be machmir, and the shach will be mekel. Okay. So, this is pretty intense. One of the things I saw in some of the chufos quoting this is that tishailas, remarkably, were lemaisa. unbelievable. Pesach was different in the olden days. All right. The Shach also starts saying, I guess we'll save this for a little later, but he starts saying that there are other cases where you could be mekel on Erev Pesach, based off of his understanding of chametz and Erev Pesach, only because of davar sheyesh lo matirin, and therefore enomino would be okay, and the like. Okay, right. So I guess one last point, Rabbi Kiva Eger. So Rabbi Kiva Eger on Kuvav deals with the Shach and Taz Be'arichus. He also learns, like the Prima Gadim, that the Machloka Shach and Taz is basically whether you assume that a Masha who leaves Davar Balua or not. And therefore, he deals with a number of questions that come up if you actually make that assumption. In other words, is there any way to learn Tosfos the way the Taz learns Tosfos, that an Isser Mashehu, that a Mashehu is Eino Niflat. So, we already alluded to some of his questions. I'll just mention one really fascinating one. Right? One of his questions, what Rabbi Kiva Eger has to deal with is like this. If you assume that Tosos learns like the Rashba. So an Isser Mashehu, something that's absorbed, that's a Mashehu, never leaves. So now what comes out is like this. This is a big problem. Because how then does it have... And also, remember, Rabbeinu Ephraim brings a raya from here that we don't take Hanan, Bashari Surin. So what did we say before? We said we had a big problem. Because how could you prove that you don't say Hanan by Shari Surim if you hold the Mashu doesn't leave? So okay, maybe we'll say that he doesn't hold an Eina Nasar. That's what we said before. Okay, good. But Rabbeinu Tam, you're really stuck. Because if Rabbeinu Tam also agrees, which the Taz says he does, that Mashu Balua doesn't leave, so now why does Rabbeinu Tam have to say his whole pilpul? Right? It's very simple. It's very simple. Can't answer the rest because ain hanasar. So then Rabbi Kibaker says, oh, so you see that according to the Taz, Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim don't hold the ain hanasar. But then he says, that's impossible because Tosfos and Sadi Zayin prove that we say ain hanasar because otherwise there's no such thing as Klipa. So again, we thought if maybe you could get out of that, you could have said in a Hanami and or whatever, like we said, but he says that's impossible also. Everybody has to hold the name on Asar. Certainly Tysus has to hold the name on Asar. So we're stuck. Right? You're stuck. What are you gonna say? If you hold so then he says, oh, that's how you see that the crazy place is right, that the Pshat and Rabbeinu Tam is that the reason why Hanan doesn't make in Isser, sorry, we don't say Hanan by Isser Mashu, is not because of any of the Pshatim we said, it's because since the Mashu absorbed doesn't leave, and we don't hold it in Anasar, Mimela, that's why B can't Aser C. In other words, that's exactly what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. When Rabbeinu Tam says, we don't say Hanan by Isser Mashu, what he means to say is, Hanan is irrelevant in an Isser Mashu, because Ein Hanasar. So then he so far so good. So he's been Miyashev Tosfos, except the end of Tosfos is a problem. Because Tosfos has the kasha from Hagalah. So let's see, we were Meramis to this later, yesterday. Let's see if we could say it out now. So what happens in Hagalah? This is very complicated. So Tosfos said if you hold Hanan by Shari Surim, so then if you hold Hanan by Shari Surim, Midiraisa, then Hagalah is impossible in a Kli Gadol, where there isn't Shishim. Why not? Because the Kli has Blio Shalisser in it, right? So I boil up water, let's say there's one Kizayis of Isser, boil up 50 Kizayisim of water, oh, it all becomes Hanan. So you'll say, okay, I'll do Hagalah twice. That's what Rabbeinu Ephraim would say. No, because now a full Kizayis, even though it's only 1/50th Isser, right, but the heter is chananified, so you have a full kazayis of isser being reabsorbed. And you put in more water again, right? And that's going to aser it, and that's going to aser it. You always have a full, but 1 second. If Rabbeinu Taz is right, so then that's not true anymore. Let's say at the 10th time you boil up the water. So now, for sure at that point, whatever isser there once was is now a mashu, right? Okay. So now, what did the Taz say? A mashahu is not niflat. So, and we hold of Eina Nasar. So, will the mashahu of Isser go back into the walls of the pot? No. So the pot will be 100% mutter. There's going to be no Isser. So the pot's kashered. Right? The pot's kashered. The mashahu of Isser that's in the water is Ein mashahu yotzei. Right, a mashu is never niflat. The walls of the pot are now 100% kosher. You're in great shape. Perfect. We solved the problem. We now kosher the pot, according to Rabbeinu Tam. The problem is that Tosfos says not that way. Tosfos says if you learn like Rabbeinu Tam, you can't kosher a pot if it's ben yomo. It's impossible. So we have a pirach on the Taz. Oh, so what? We're saved by Rav Moshe. Remember Rav Moshe from Siman Tzadi Ches? So we were a little surprised by that Rav Moshe. Moshe is going to save Tysus. Remember, Moshe says that Blios in Lach and Blios in Balua work very differently. when it comes to a piece of meat, so there's the meat and there's the blios of the meat, right? So for example, if a piece of meat falls into your potato soup and you take it out, you still ask for the potato soup if there isn't shishim, because even though you took out the meat, right, but it's polate a kezias of tam basar, of blios of meat, and therefore you need shishim to be mevatel that. That's how solid substances work. What about liquid substances? So liquid substances don't work that way. There's not the pshat, there's the liquid, and then there's the tam of the liquid. The liquid is the tam, right? Just imagine even a solid piece of meat, right? So we know that meat could be pole gravy, right? Sometimes even if it doesn't get mixed in with anything else, you go ahead and you leave a piece of meat on your plate, and it's just meat, and you come back an hour later, and there's a meat and a puddle of mechal. So that's why we look at meat as solids as having themselves and then their tam, and the tam can theoretically be separated from itself. That's true for meat, but imagine water. Right? So you don't leave water and come back an hour later and then, oh, a kezias of tam water was niflat from the water. The tam water and the water are the same thing. Right? They're the same. They're hainuach. And that's why Rav Moshe has, Ein Shom, that's used that var to explain something. Oh. Sahasha the Asas Lahachi is great. Because that means that the Rashba, that var that the Rashba says, that a mashu is eno niflat, that's only shayach for a solid, because there's the solid and there's the that which the solid is polate. So we say if a potato is bolea mashu, it's never polate that mashu. But that's not how water works, because water's never polate anything. What happens when I have, again, the case of Tosos, you have a kizaya, you have the pot of water, the pot full of water which only has a mashu of water left in it in reality. But that mashu is going to go into the walls of the pot. It's not the pshat that the water is polate the tam water into the pot, in which case I'd say, okay, so it's not polate that mashu. No, the water that's in the pot gets absorbed into the walls of the pot. So now, if there's a mashu of iser in the water, that mashu of iser will now be nivla into the walls of the pot. So you'll always have a mashu. In which case, if you hold of Chanan by Shari Surim, you'll never get rid of the mashu. You could never apply Ein HaNasar. And Mimela HaGola is impossible. And Tosis is Miyushav. That's what Ricky Vager says. That's different. That's fine, because there we're not dealing with any... it's all Lach, Lach, Lach. So the mashu is still there.
Why
would
you
be in Tom's Petit Pesach?
That's just
in Tom
with the
seed. Ein HaNasar. Sorry, meaning to say, that's why he has to say Efshel Softo Mutter. Efshel Softo Mutter, and therefore Taka is saying Efshel Softo Mutter only makes sense if it's polite, right? But there it's clearly not polate, because there anything anyway gets mixed in. So it's an unusual application of Efshel Softo. That's true either way. And within Taisus, you know, at first glance when he uses the words Efshel Softo for Lach B'Lach, you're startled, because I would have thought that the notion of Efshel Softo by Lach B'Lach is irrelevant. But once Taisus says, no, we're going to actually treat Lach B'Lach like Balua and even apply Efshel Softo, then it's okay. Yeah.
Why did the question get up again? Because once the pot has less than tam in it,
yeah,
I know mashu, it shouldn't be pulling that out. So it should always remain
Asa. Ah. So the Rashba himself says that's not true. Because remember it goes back to that Rashba that says that that pots work differently than food. Food is sticky, and therefore if there's a mashu within it, it stays there. But pots, whatever's in them, all leaves. It's not sticky. So that the Rashi himself says that's okay.
Just whether the water would be polate.
Right. The question is the water's food. So the water, at first glance, you would think the water shouldn't be polate that mashu within it back into the pot. All right, chevra. First of all, shkayach. Baruch Hashem, as the Zman comes to a close, at least I'm having a good time, and I want to thank you all for giving me that opportunity. I hope you're having a good time as well. You know, most of what we did is really, much of what we did until now is going to be the building blocks for many of the simanim that are going to come up the rest of the year. So, the Eitza, if you, to the extent that you have time, over Ben Hazmanim, is to try to chazer what we've done. Basically, we've done three things. We've done Tom Kicker, Tzadi Ches, and Hanan. And if you get this cold, so then the rest of the year will go much smoother. I also just to remind you, we've done officially, at least in terms of Chaburas, Simin Kovav, and also Simin Tzadi Beis, Se'ifim Gimel and Dalet. So that being the case, we're not going to go back to those. So make sure also that you've seen that, you've seen the Mefarshim on those, because when we get there, we'll have presumably done. We will be getting back to these topics, and as they come up, we'll return to them and see how they affect what we're doing. Like, again, we're about to start Simin Tzadi Tes, and Hanan comes back and Simin Tzadi Tes, we'll mention it. But I guess there's one thing I should say also to round out Hanan by Shari Surin. A lot of things I skipped. That's a shame. All right, I'll just say them outside. We mentioned the Ravid's Vart that by Lach Balach we don't say Hanan by Shari Surin. The Mordechai says a similar idea for a different reason. The Mashmos of the Ravid itself is because it's Nishar Botam, right? And it's Kain the Ravid Lashitaso. The Mordechai says it's for a different reason. It's because of because it's Davar Chashav. In other words, just to say, right? All right. In other words, what do we mean? It's Chashav that we only say Hanan by a Chaticha, because a Chaticha has Chashivas. So Memela, if it's not a if it's not a chaticha, just lach b'lach, there's no chashivas, and therefore you don't have to be mevatel the iser and the hatter. So that's the Ravid slash Mordechai. Again, they're the same psak, the lachora for different reasons. And halach l'maisa, the Ramah says we accept that behefsid meruba. So halach l'maisa, by yavish b'yavish, we certainly don't say Hanan by Shari Surin. We're not choshish for that Ramban. For Balua, we do say Hanan by Shari Surin, and for Lach Balach, we're Meikel B'Makom Hefsid Meruba. We talked about Barichos or Hanan by Caleb, so we don't need to go back to that. And one last interesting point, which is, what about Hanan for Melicha? So if you look at the Shach and Sif Katan Tez Zayin, Simon Sadi Bey Sif Tez Zayin, he quotes in the Tars Chatas that for Hanan by Melicha, there's Makom La'akel B'Makom Hefsid Gadol or Ani B'Davar Chashov. What's the pshat? We're mitzarif two different shitos. Rov poskim hold that we don't say Hanan by Shari Surin. Ramah here admits it. Rov poskim are like Rabbeinu Ephraim. And also we're mitzarif the view of many poskim that Melicha is only Oser Kedei Klipa. We'll see later on that there's a lot of chumras that we have for Melicha. But most poskim hold that Mikra Adin Melicha is only Oser Kedei Klipa. And therefore, the fact that klipa will become batel, right? And you don't have to say Hanan for the whole thing. Now, you know Lamaisa, just to say it, and you'll appreciate this one when you get there. Lamaisa were machmir from Melicha, generally speaking, to asher the whole piece, right? If you have a really salty piece of treif meat, and that touches a piece of heter meat, we assume that the whole heter meat becomes asher. Why? Various chumras. One thing is because we're choshesh that the iser meat is shamein and therefore it's mefapeh, and the melicha causes the whole piece of heter meat to become aser. So if you held of Hanan by melicha, then if that heter piece of meat falls into a bunch of other meats, you'll need shishim keneged the heter meat. So here we say no, you won't need shishim keneged the heter meat, at least b'makom hefsid meruba, you only need shishim keneged the yisr, keneged the klipa, right? The klipa, you'll need shishim keneged the klipa, we could imagine there's hanan in the klipa, but not keneged the whole thing. And that's because we basically, again, it's reflective of the fact that even the Ramah, though he accepts hanan by shari surin, he accepts it, you know, a little bit b'tars chumrah, and therefore he's willing to be mitzarev that chumrah with, or that in, if you have other sniff and lahako, you could throw them in. You also see a similar thing in terms of the Ramah, both in Simen Sadi Beis and in Simen Kovav, that again, basically, in cases where you hold of Hanan, but where there are other tzadim lahakel, we'll throw those in. So it's not like we paskin lagamre, like Rabbeinu Tam, full force. We're choshish for it, but memela, there are cases that that we could be mako with other sniffim. All right, everybody should have a gemar chasimah tova, good geben shtiar. I hope you're mochelni, especially for going so long. And also get Yontif, if I don't see you, and we'll pick up Ezra Hashem after Yontif.